The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you give authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you give him. Now, this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorify you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you give me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones that you have given to me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, in the readings this morning, one of the things that strikes me very strongly is you have Paul in the Acts of the Apostles, and then you have Jesus in the Gospel this morning, and they're facing up to reality. They're not running away. They really are facing up to reality. We have Paul is very aware that of the dangers in going to Jerusalem, just as Jesus was. And Paul very much was aware that this might be the end of him and the end of his life ultimately. But it didn't stop him, because he trusted in the Lord. And then we have Jesus in the Gospel this morning. It'd be beautiful, beautiful reading from the Gospel of John again. You must be impressed by Jesus saying, everything I have, you have given to me, and everything that you have and that is yours is mine. Absolute unity between Jesus and his Father. And of course, when we come to next Sunday, the third person of the Blessed Trinity appears. So it's a family. It's a family working for our benefit. And what's Jesus' prayer in the Gospel this morning? I pray that they may be one. I pray that they may be one. I don't think there's anything more, must be more painful for God than to see Christians fighting among themselves. And it happens. It happens very often. It happens in parishes. You have little cliques, you have divisions. You have people, you know, in parishes, and even people in ministry who don't talk to one another. People who are prejudiced towards one another. That's sad. That's not the way Jesus wants us to be. I pray that they may be one. Unity. Unity. And where there is love, there's unity. Where there is a lack of love, there is often to be found disunity. So there's a lot in the gospel this morning that we need to think about and look into our own lives. How do I deal with the realities of everyday life? Do I face up to them, or am I one of these people who say, oh, no, 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 I don't want to hear any bad news. Don't tell me anything bad. You know, you can't run away from life. That's life. And how do I face the difficulties in my life? Do I bury my head in the sand, or do I, like Paul in the Acts of the Apostles this morning, and like Jesus, facing up to reality and remember what Jesus prayed for in his final days. I pray that they may be one.